This is Table Talk with former California State Fire Marshal Ronnie J. Coleman and your host, Michael Williams.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Table Talk with retired California State Fire Marshal Ronnie J. Coleman, and I'm your host, Michael Williams. Today we're going to talk about, have you renewed your expiration date? This is based on an article written in 1997. Chief, welcome to the table.
Well, Bondersil's here once again.
You mentioned here, unless you rejuvenate ourselves over the course of our careers, there's a possibility that our expiration dates will catch up to us. What do you mean by that?
Well, that was kind of a word picture I was putting together one day based upon the reality that when we are young and we're enthusiastic and excited about entering our fire service career, there's a tendency for us to, you know, seek every opportunity to learn. You know, we take every class we can get our hands on, we go to every experience we possibly can. And then there's a point in time when you kind of start getting to the point where you're saying, well, I've arrived, I'm there, I'm capable, et cetera. And then, unfortunately, some people then kind of terminate their enthusiasm and they begin to go a little bit stale, a little sour on the shelf. I use the barcode expiration as a kind of a metaphor. You know, if you go to the grocery store and they got a gallon of milk and it says, drink this milk before August 3rd because it's going to spoil after that, you're going to drink that milk. And then you're going to get another half gallon that's got another expiration date. What I was alluding to here is the need to engage in self-renewal in order to maintain your effectiveness and efficiency as a human being.
Now, that's a very broad definition because you're talking about your on-your-job experiences, your personal experiences, your extracurricular activities, if you have them, your reading, your schooling, your education, what career path you may be taking, what do you need to get there. Where do you think folks need to focus? Because this is maybe a new idea to some people.
Well, what we're trying to advance here or advocate is that you never allow yourself to fall into the valley of apathy. Indifference and acceptance of the status quo is a sure sign that you're not going to be as effective as you could be. Mm-hmm. Now, what we're talking about is the reality that there's all sorts of reasons why you might fall into that valley of apathy. Maybe you're bored with your job. Maybe you're bored with what you're doing. Maybe you're bored with your hobbies, whatever the case may be. Self-renewal is an interesting process. I kind of compare it a little bit to the whole idea of growth and development, where self-renewal is setting new parameters for achievement. You grow to meet new expectations. And this whole idea of self-renewal is kind of interesting because it's not dependent on an external influence. Your boss doesn't tell you to go back to school. Your wife doesn't tell you to get better at something. Your parents don't order you to become more of something. You do it for yourself. Self-renewal is self-motivation.
Well, I think when I listen to your definition, I think of people that are writers, that are musicians, that are work with their hands in carpentry and things like that. The only way to get better at any of those is to keep doing it over and over and over again and polishing your skills, particularly in writing and public speaking and art. Music is another example. How do you do that in the fire service? How do you hone those skills effectively? Because just doing it in and of itself isn't going to get you where you need to go.
Never being happy with the status quo, best answer I can give you. Just never being happy that you know everything, you can do everything. You're always reaching for some new sense of accomplishment or whatever. The reason I think that we need to actually behave in this particular way is the system itself does not provide you with the motivation to grow. Let's face it, a lot of the stuff we do in the fire service is very repetitive. Same song, second verse, same day, different stuff, mm-hmm. You know, that kind of a thing. How many times have you ever sat around a coffee table and people will start complaining about the fact that we've got to do the same old thing all over again? That's why we're saying this is important as a skill set for people, is to have this professional curiosity. What is it that I don't know?
Well, you know, that brings up a point that I wrote an article about normalcy bias. In fact, that was the title of it, normalcy bias. And it was about that very issue. If you're doing the same thing over and over and over again, you get complacent. Even in high-risk, high-hazardous type of scenarios, the fact that you're doing it every day, your comfort level gets up to where it needs to be. What was it that inspired you to write this article?
I'm not sure there was any one thing that did it. I'm one of these kind of people that if I know something, I'm always curious to know what it is behind what I know. That's why I sometimes find myself reading two things at the same time, the future of something and the history of something, because to me, those are the yin and yang of professional curiosity. What's probably started me out the most on this idea of self-renewal, though, is the idea that you will not grow until you start setting growth goals for yourself. You got to stretch yourself. You got to be just a little bit more involved in something than the system implies. Accepting mediocrity is, in my opinion, is one of the things that holds a lot of individuals back. I hate it when I hear people say good enough for government work. Mm-hmm. And it irritates the daylights out of me.
Well, I had an associate that used to call it the good enough theory.
The good enough
because
theory.
A vast overwhelming majority of the time, good enough is good enough. But that's not true if you look at the larger scale. Now, this transcends into the area of leadership and management in that it's the job of the captain, the job of the battalion chief, the job of the division chief, and ultimately the chief himself to motivate people and to get them to want to improve and to get them to look down the road a little bit, is it not?
Well, I think the classic textbook answer, of course, you expect the chief to be providing that. But the concept that I'm exploring in this arena is not so much what the chief is supposed to be doing as much as what we ought to be doing to ourselves.
For ourselves, yes.
See, I believe that this whole idea of renewing your barcode is internally driven, not externally driven. Nobody cares if you're doing this to yourself. Some people will be rewarded by it. Some people will be excited to see it. But it's not up to them as to whether or not you get your barcode renewed. It's up to you to do it.
Well, it reminds me of a conversation I had years ago with the chairman of the board of a Fortune 50 corporation. And he talked about safety rules and regulations and OSHA and what have you as it related to their manufacturing process. And the fact that the reality is large business isn't going to do any of those things unless it's put upon them through rules and regulations. I think a little bit of that's true in the public safety world. If we don't have rules, regulations, mandates, red cards, task books, all the things that we've created for ourselves to measure our moving forward, we won't tend to do it. It's against human nature. We tend to want to take the path of least resistance. How do we remove that? It reflects a lot to self-discipline.
Well, of course. Well, from my perspective, this is something that's very, very driven by the internal machinery of a person, whether they have this desire to be considered exceptional themselves. They want to be a little bit better than average. You know, if I went in a room of 100 firefighters and said, okay, how many of you people are average? Nobody would want to admit it. Most of them are going to say, well, I'm above average. I said, well, wait a minute. You can't be above average if everybody's there.
Right, that becomes average in itself.
Becomes average in itself. So what we're talking about here is almost like a silent sense of self-achievement and self-accomplishment. Who I'd like to have listening to this right now is people that deep down inside are asking themselves, can't I get a little bit better at this? Shouldn't there be things that I don't know that I should start looking out for? You're not waiting. If you're internally motivated, you're not waiting for somebody else to tell you when to go to school, what kind of experiences to seek out, what kinds of activities to engage in. You are constantly looking for that opportunity yourself.
Well, I think of the marketing book, The Purple Cow. And The Purple Cow talks about how you have to have a gimmick. You have to have something that stands out from all of the other noise that's out there, particularly in the world of marketing. Well, we're marketing ourselves when we look at promotions, we look at getting station assignments, we're looking at getting special details, those kinds of things. We have to prove our value and our worth to some third person, and that kind of extends to this expiration date. You're never going to become a purple cow if you're just going along with the daily norm.
Best way I would also characterize this is that apathy and indifference towards the environment is ignoring the fact that change is going on around us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Society never stands still, so why should we? Another term I'd like to introduce here is what I call early adopters. Early adopters are the people who see something coming and start getting ready for it before it gets here. I remember buying my first computer. And when I bought my first computer and put it into the firehouse, I remember being criticized for that. Like, what are we doing this for? We don't need this. We got IBM Electrics. My secretarial staff, actually, at the time, thought somehow or other I was punishing them by making them use a computer. Yet today, how many of these things are taken for granted? See.
Well, I remember when the IBM Selectric 2 was the most coveted thing anybody could have. And you had to bolt them to your desk, literally, to keep them from getting stolen. Now you can buy them on eBay for $30. It costs you more to ship the thing than it. And, you know, that's emblematic of a lot of things that have happened in our society. I remember having a training officer once. He said, the only thing that changes around here are the faces. Mm-hmm. And so there's a guy that's bought in and hooked in to the main line. Nothing's going to happen. Never really bought into that mindset. I understand where it comes from, but the change is constant. It's always there. And when you took a look at what happened during the 70s and the introduction of electronics and automation into the public safety world, it was profound.
Yeah, we were kind of shifting gears here between leadership, behavior in terms of renewing your barcode, and technological modification, mm-hmm. which influences the outside world that we have to live in.
But it does relate to having to update, because technology is moving faster today than it was in the 70s.
Yes.
And remember the guys in the 70s, when the computers started coming around, they just put in their retirement papers. They weren't going to learn how to type. They weren't going to learn how to turn these things on.
Well, there's a term that we could introduce into this discussion. It's called information half-life. Mm-hmm. And that is, how long does it take for 50% of what you know to no longer be true? A good example would be if you entered a particular business arena in 1970, the half-life at that point in time of the body of knowledge was, say, 20 years. By 1990, you were getting to be kind of over the hill, mm-hmm. all right? Now, what about working in an industry that the information changes like every 5 years? You're 50% out of date in 2 years. And so what we're talking about this barcode concept is maintaining a sense of information half-life and professional curiosity at the same time. Just asking yourself, what is it that's going on that I need to know more about?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I see a conflict just as I'm sitting here thinking about it. There are basic core things about fire service and law enforcement that are never going to change. A drunk is a drunk is a drunk. A bar fight's a bar fight. A dumpster fire is a dumpster fire. A couch on fire, they're all going to be the, and the response to that is going to be more or less the same anywhere you go in the world. And it's not going to change anytime in our lifetime. And yet, the organizations we work around are on to a whole nother different issues. And I think it we're being forced into having to deal with the big picture versus just the little picture of the mundane of what we do day in and day out, wouldn't you?
Here's where I would go with that. Is in terms of getting your barcode renewed, you might go to a dumpster fire, but you better be aware of the fact that a dumpster fire 50 years ago was probably Class A combustibles, and today it could be magnesium filings, mm-hmm. and it could blow up and could kill you. In our business, information deterioration has a consequence. And that's inability to react appropriately in an emergency condition.
Well, we see that with some of the new technologies, solar panels on roofs, electric cars, some of the new chemicals that are out there today, the design of homes today, the materials that are being used, lightweight construction, the type of materials that are being used in bedding and chairs and what have you, have all changed.
I was talking to a guy the other day about an industrial accident, and we were chatting about the investigation of industrial accidents. And his comment to me was, you know, the first thing I usually hear when I get to the scene of a really, really bad accident, I said, no, what's that? Well, nobody told me about that before it happened. Duh.
Well, hence the word emergency.
Hence the word emergency. Nobody told me before it happened. And I said, well, what we're talking about here is a sense of self-awareness, mm-hmm. that it's okay to maybe relax once in a while in terms of what you know and where you're going. But you got to renew your knowledge constantly when you're in a business of extreme consequence. And it means every component of it. Now, we're talking to different levels in the fire service with this tape series, and you might have a company officer sitting there in a fire station saying, I don't see all that much change in my life, compared to a fire chief who has been called in this by the city manager and told that we're taking the ambulance transport system away from you and giving it back to the private sector. Believe it or not, both of those processes are subject to the same renewal process. If you've lost your body of knowledge and it's gone beyond you, expect to lose. If you're keeping up to date with what's going on, you have a good chance of winning.
Well, I think it's organizational knowledge, too. Individuals, one thing, but an organization on the collective has an obligation to stay current, too, which is reflects to their training program and their required reading and how they interact with the community. It's easy to go into the stations, close all the doors, take the phone off the hook, and go into hibernation mode and wait for the call. That isn't necessarily what the community as a whole is looking for, and more than likely in the community of those listening to us today is going to change dramatically with the advent of community paramedicine and some of the other things that are coming down the road. Mm-hmm. Well, that kind of brings us to the close of this episode of Table Talk. Any closing thoughts?
Well, we started off by talking about getting your barcode renewed, and where I'd like to leave that with the fact is if your barcode does expire, expect to have problems.
Very good. Well, thank you, Chief, for taking time out to be with us. That concludes this edition of Table Talk. I'm your host, Michael Williams, reminding you, let's be safe out there.
This has been Table Talk with Ronald J. Coleman and Michael S. Williams, produced and distributed by the Fire Services Training Institute. Production assistance by Mark A. Ward. Special thanks to Chief Michael Dyer and the Santa Barbara County Fire Department. Remember, train like your life depends on it. Because it does.
Table Talk programming is intended for personal and organizational use only. Any duplication or commercial use is prohibited.